This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will unveil various youth-focused initiatives worth over 62,000 crore from New Delhi today. In a historic initiative for youth skilling, the Prime Minister will launch PM Setu for the upgradation of 1,000 government ITIs across the country. Mr. Modi will also launch Bihar's revamped Mukhyamantri Nischay Swayam Sahayata Bhatta Yojana, providing a monthly allowance of 1,000 rupees to 5 lakh graduates for 2 years. A report.
A special emphasis of the program will be on transformative projects in Bihar, reflecting the state's rich legacy and youthful demographic. During the event, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Jannayak Karpuri Thakur Skill University in Bihar to boost industry-oriented courses and vocational education. He will also lay the foundation stone for new academic and research facilities in 4 universities in Bihar and dedicate the new campus of NIT Patna in Bihta. Mr. Modi will inaugurate 1,200 vocational skill labs established in Navodaya Vidyalayas and Ekalabhya model residential schools across 34 states and union territories. The Prime Minister will also felicitate ITI toppers at Kaushal Dikshant Samaroh. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
The full election commission team led by Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has reached Patna on a 2-day visit to review preparations for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections. The delegation includes election commissioners Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu and Dr. Vivek Joshi. The election commission team will meet the representatives of various political parties today morning to engage in discussions and hear their suggestions. The commission will also hold meetings with administrative and police officials on the same day. During these meetings, preparations related to administration and law and order will be reviewed. Meanwhile, Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has instructed the central observers to remain fully accessible to political parties, candidates and voters for redressal of their grievances. Briefing the central observers to be deployed for the forthcoming general election of Bihar and by-elections in certain states, Mr. Kumar said the election observers are beacons of democracy. He also instructed the observers to visit polling stations and ensure the implementation of the recent initiatives taken by the Commission for the convenience of the voters. India's consumer economy has witnessed its highest Navratri sales in over a decade, propelled by the government's next-gen GST reforms that reduced tax rates and made products more accessible. Data available from major car maker companies indicates a significant jump in sales during the Navratri period. The reported increase ranges from 60% to 100% compared to the same festival period last year. Additionally, data from leading consumer electronic companies also indicates strong double-digit sales growth during this Navratri compared to the previous year. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has welcomed Hamas's announcement, expressing readiness to release hostages and engage with the Gaza peace proposal put forward by US President Donald Trump. Guterres urged all parties to seize the opportunity to end the conflict in Gaza, reiterating calls for an immediate and permanent ceasefire, unconditional release of all hostages, and unhindered humanitarian access. He also praised the mediation efforts of Qatar and Egypt. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India will continue to strongly support all efforts towards a durable and just peace. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said India welcomed President Trump's leadership as peace efforts in Gaza make decisive progress. He said indications of the release of hostages mark a significant step forward. In cricket, India will resume their first innings play at the overnight score of 448 for 5 against West Indies on day 3 of the opening test of the 2-match series in Ahmedabad today. On day 2, yesterday, centuries from Dhruv Jurel, Ravindra Jadeja and KL Rahul helped the hosts take a massive 286-run lead over the West Indies. Jadeja, 104, and Washington Sundar, on 9, were at the crease at the draw of stumps. Earlier, West Indies were bowled out for 162 in the first innings on Thursday. At the ongoing World Para-Athletics Championships in New Delhi, India bagged 4 medals yesterday, including 2 gold, 2 bronze, to take the overall tally to 15. And that is the end of this news bulletin.